Okay. Good night, Rav Chanukah. Today we start Siman Gimel. How many of you remember when we started in the other building? There were like 10 of us, and my wife made latkes on Sunday, Chanukah. Chanukah, we had latkes. Okay. Bekama Dayanim Donin. Okay, this Shulchan Aruch is a sugya in the beginning of Sanhedrin. It's Siman Gimel, and Shulchan Aruch is Dav Gimel in the Gemara. Okay, we're going to have to define when you need a Beis Din, but right now we're talking about what constitutes a Beis Din. So in the Gemara, in Sanhedrin, there's a Machlekes Rav Acha and Rava. Rav Acha says that min haTorah, you don't need three people for a Beis Din. Even a Yachid Mumcha, a Yachid who knows what he's doing, could be done as a Beis Din min haTorah. And Rava disagrees. Rava says, what? No, min haTorah. In other words, he agrees with Rabbanan, only a Beis Din Shel Gimel could force people to be done, could be send out a siruv. But with Rabbanan, he says you need three.
If one is good, why do they call two a
Beis Din L'chutzah? One is good, but with Rabbanan, he's masking you need three. That's the thing. He's masking you need three. And Rava says, min haTorah, you need three. It says three times in the Torah, the word Elohim referring to a Beis Din. There's a concept of Eruv Parashiyos Kosov Kan. It doesn't say it in one parasha, but it says in the Torah a total of three times, Elohim, Ashir Shir Elohim, Ad Elohim Yavai Dvar Shneim, and what's the third one? Nikra Pelabayas Elohim. Okay. So we have three, Yishkaya. And so he says, from there we learn that a Beis Din has to be three. Rav Acha says no. He says, B'tzedek Tishbayt Amisecha is referring to a Beis Din. Even though we always use B'tzedek Tishbayt Amisecha in the sense of being Danas Chaveri L'kaf Schus, which is Chazal's Drasha. But the Pashup Shad and the Pasik he holds, B'tzedek Tishbayt Amisecha is that one person, Lashin Yachid, could be a Beis Din. So they're arguing only in the Deraisa. What's it Min HaTorah, what's Min Rabbanan? The Gemara says, U'pligi B'dishmuel. There's an afkamina between them in the member of Shmuel. Shmuel says, Shnaim Shadanu Ein Dinei Amdin. That two people who paskin, but even b'di'evit, it's no good. So it says, that's Rava. Rava holds, you need three, Shnaim Shadanu Ein Dinei Amdin, even b'di'evit. Mashenkin Rav Acha, who holds that min haTorah one is good, at least b'di'evit, Shnaim Shadanu, so dinehem din. The Rambam paskens like Rav Acha that it's enough with a Beis Din of one. And here the Shach and Sma argue about this in Halacha Lamaisa. Let's see. I guess we should learn the Mamchaba first, and then we'll see the Shach and Sma. The Shulchan Aruch says Ein Bachus Beis Din Pachus Megimel. Now from that, Rav and Rav Acha agree with that, because the question is, that's their eyes to the Rabbanan. But ein Beis Din Pachas Megimel, v'chol shloisha nikram Beis Din, afilu ed yaitos. What does it take to be a hedyot? I'm not sure. But even hedyot, even simple people, Ramah says, listen to Ramah, the e'epsher, the less buchan, the edeh asfaris, the edeh asfaris dinim, it's impossible. If you have three, you gotta have one who knows. Avali ilespu chadi yada sili lada. If you have one person who knows anything, so that's obviously not a Beis Din.
So it's a requirement. Having one that knows is a requirement.
It's a requirement. Makama kim yichel lekabel hatainais ulishoicham lefnei meira. Now, let's say you have a city. There's no talmid chacham in the city. You want to make a Beis Din. So you can make a Beis Din of Hedyaitais, but they have to be conscientious enough not to paskin what they don't know. If it's something they don't know, that they write up the Shilin, they send it to another Beis Din. Now, Okay, we'll see in a minute. This is it's not such a double parshit. What? If Nei Meira, it sounds like they can even send to an individual to advise them. You're right.
How do you send to another Bezdin?
So that's the Chiddush, that they can, that they're trusted to be Mekabel Eidus and give it over right. So maybe the point that's made is right. It's not that the second Bezdin is paskening, it's that they're being oimed on what it depends on, and then they're trying. Look, what do we do? We look up in a sefer what the halach is in that case. So them, they send lefnei meira. That's what it sounds like. It's not a double pashut like you're saying. There are those who tain on this that it's eid mepa. The second bezdin doesn't hear the eidus, so that's eid mepa. It really shouldn't be good. Okay, let's see. Let's just finish the mechaber. Mechaber goes on that. So it's got to be that the first bezin is paskening. They're looking up to Allah. Yeah, okay. Vehaim, going to the next side. They've done it as Adam Bal Karchai. They could paskin, they could force a person to the Torah. And when a nitva misarev leirid ledin, if the nitva is misarev, he refuses to go to the Torah. Oshayda writes a ladain. And that's in a case where he doesn't want to be done with the Teveya in his own city. If you send out Zmana from a Bezdin, he says, look, I want to go to Bezdin. I want to go to your Bezdin. You chose a Bezdin. I don't want to go to your Bezdin. Oh, so I'm going to have to explain that. But that's for sure that when somebody gets a hazmana to a din Torah, he's not mishubid to the bezdin that the Teveya chose. He can respond that he wants to go to a different bezdin.
Why does it say leirid?
It's a language, especially going to the din Torah. Leirid ledin. Avlin dayanim kavuam bi'ir lo yuchaloymer le'odun lefneyem. Cities that have a bezdin kavua, you can't say I don't want to judge in front of them. Ela b'zabayr, chaynayagim b'yireinu. You can't go and say I want to chaynayagim b'yireinu. We'll have later that if someone is an ilam b'ir, if someone's even not lavdaka crooked, but he's a chashiva person in the city, he has a right to say I don't want to be down in the city because he has a lot of influence in the city, and then he can bow out. There's a certain amount of I guess of leeway in all these things. I'll try to be misnader. But first, let's turn back and just see the underlying din. The Masman de Shach argue if min ha-Torah you need three or not. We'll have to figure out what the nafka min al-halacha.
I thought we said now that in our day, Kavish Shluchim, you don't have to listen. He don't have to listen to what the Bezin says. So what's going to happen over here?
If someone says Azmana to a din Torah, he's not mechuyev to go to that Bezdin, but he's mechuyev to go to a Bezdin. So he's supposed to respond to that Bezdin and tell them, I will only go to din Torah, but a different Bezdin.
Even nowadays, the can't do Azmana?
Yes. Yeah, he's talking Bezman Azad.
Can you do it on Zoom?
Can you do a din Torah on Zoom? We're going to have that on Siv Dalet. I'm just kidding. No, you're not really supposed to do the Baldin has to answer for himself in Bezdin. He has to speak up himself, because very often the way a person speaks, the way he responds, the Bezdin is supposed to sense that also. And that's why he, really in Bezdin he's supposed to do it himself.
So what's the role of the Tohen?
All right, so let me jump to the Tayin issue. It's really the big idea. The word, the idea of a Tayin doesn't really appear. It's really sort of jumping. I want to start from the Gemara, and we're jumping to the way it is today. We'll go back. What has evolved in Abbat Edidim? What? So let me explain. The Abbat Edidim Kavuim. That's the dream. The dream is you have a set up Bezdin, and people go there, and they're experts, and that's what they do, and they're respected in the community. That's really the ideal. It doesn't happen often. What happens more often is something called Zabla, which he refers to, Zeb Bayr Loyachad. The Machabi here refers to it. It's explained later in Simeon Yud Gimel. Zeb Bayr Loyachad, in its origin, means I choose one person, not to represent me. He's not my lawyer. In other words, we try to get it on his best. So I'll choose one dayan, you choose one dayan, and the two together will choose the third dayan. And then the three of them will sit in judgment on the case. Now, that's not what they call today a tayan. That's a bayrer. You bayrer someone to a dintayra, to go, and it'll be a dintayra. It'll be an honest dintayra. What's the idea of being bayrer? You say, I want to make sure I have honest people. I know this person's honest, I know this person's honest, and the two honest people will choose an honest third person, and that's the ideal in the way Din HaTorah is supposed to work.
Can you accuse the other person?
What?
Can you make the other person choose another person?
Now, but by Zabla, you can't make him choose another person unless he could show that it fits into one of the categories of those that were not that are not kosher to be a dayan, or if some is a ilam b'irai. There are cases, but typically no. Typically, each is bayer one, and the two are bayer the third, and that's how they sit in the bezdin. Now, the way this is supposed to work is that all three look to paskin in honest and tayer. That's the way it's supposed to work. What has evolved over time is that the bayer became sort of the lawyer for his side. What has evolved is that zebayer loyechad, zebayer loyechad. It evolved into I choose one, you choose one. I tell my one my side, he tells him his side, and they go. Now they're not supposed to be crooks. They're not going to bed and be crooked. But they present the argument. They say, look, there's a tzais that says like my side, or there's a shach that says like my side. And they sort of present the sides. So that maybe, at least in its origin, is something of an avla. It's not really the way Chazal set it up. Zebayer, zebayer, that each one represents. But okay. The second stage of what has happened over the last 30, 40, maybe 50 years is that there are, they don't even call them Bayrim anymore, we call them Tayanim. What? Right, not even allowed to speak to a Dayan before the other side. Okay, good. And so what has evolved is that there's a tayin and a tayin. Each side takes a tayin on his side, and the tayin has turned into people that are there are a group of them that are straight out dishonest. They're dishonest. They tell their person what to say. And they don't advertise that they're dishonest, but they're known. There are a few in the East Coast. There are probably six or seven popular Tayanim, and can't say all of them are crooked, but a number of them are certainly crooked. And they go to Bezdin and they tell a person what's a Tayana, and they're really ma'avis asadin. And people who want an honest in Tayra could get it. Two sides want an honest entire, they can get it. When, unfortunately, for the most, I should say most part, because the ones that go well don't become a tumble. But there's a lot of tumbling when it comes to the different tayinim that are there. And it's very, very difficult. About, must be nearly 20 years ago, about 15 years ago, an effort was made. At one of the Aguda conventions, Novominsky Rebbe spoke about setting up a Bezdin that doesn't fall for these Tainim. and a wealthy person said he'll foot the bill. He'll foot the bill. And at that time, the Novominsky Rebbe called, I was one of the three, I was the youngest of the three, but it was Reb Hill David, Reb Yaakov Horowitz from Telz Minyan, and myself, and he asked us to set up such a Bezdin. Not that we be the Dayanim, but that we set up the Bezdin, and we try to make it work. So when someone tells you, I have someone footing the bill, so, okay, you get to work. So we interviewed a number of Dayanim over time. And we have what I think is a top-notch Beis Din. It's a functioning Beis Din today. And let me just explain. And our idea was to run a Beis Din without Tayanim. That it should run without the Tayanim. And that really would be the ideal, a respected Beis Din. And there are no Tayanim in a person... people come and they say the truth and they get upsucked in. What we learned slowly in the process was that everybody wants but they need them to be honest until it's their money at stake. When it's their money at stake, it doesn't work that they choose a Beis Din and then they look for who's going to be... No, they start with the Tayanim. They start by choosing a Tayin. The Tayin tells them which Beis Din to go to. No, if a Beis Din is not taking Tayinim, so they're not going to get any business. Because the Tayinim are telling them which Beis Din to go to. Now, what happened over time, we interviewed a number of extraordinary Tayinim. The Chachamim is smarter than me, but just the interview process was fascinating. Our Rosh Beis Din is Rav Gel Saylor, tell me the Tamil Chacham Otzim. A grandson of Rav Dessler of the Tibelio from Muncie, and we wanted Dafka non-Brooklyn Rabbanim in the Beis Din because it was centered in here in Brooklyn. So Gelsa has the Rosh Beis Din, and Rav Dov Kahan, who's Meisharim, is another Dayan in our Beis Din. Rav Sachachovsky from Baltimore is a Hasidish young man from. Three is not enough because sometimes one person has to know somebody. He can't be on the Beis Din. So we had a fourth from Muncie, who his name just escapes me at the minute. And it's a Beis Din. It's a functioning Beis Din. They have a place where they sit. It's one day a week that they sit on a steady basis, and it's a Beis Din when people decide to go. But we could not exclude Tayanim because it just doesn't work. It doesn't work. We did. We do have a rule, which a few Bate Dinim enforce, that the Tayin can't answer the questions asked of the Baal Din. Typically, I once had a Din Tayin. When people come to me and they say, we have a Chayshim Mishpil, we don't want to make a fuss, we don't want to go, we just want a Psak Halacha. You're not supposed to be Dan Yechidi. But when people want, they just want a Psak Halacha, like they ask Basa B'cholam Shadas, they want, so I'm fine with it. But if they come with a Tayin, I'm not really interested in getting involved. It once happened that both came with a Tayin, even though I told them not to. And I was sitting here, and then the Tayin and the Baal Davar, and the Baal Din. I said, no, the Baal Din and then the Tayin. I'm not asking you the questions, I'm asking him the questions. So the Tayin said, no, I answer for my client. He calls him my client. No, I answer for my client. So then Torah ended right there. I wasn't really interested. It's not something I do for a living, Baruch Hashem. And I hope if I did it for a living, I wouldn't do it either. But that's where it ended. Now, the Tainim, who have sort of taken over the Beis Din scene, caused a tremendous rifya in Bat Edinim. It's almost become... accepted, the teretz today is, I'm going to see this later, the teretz is that if both sides agree, you can do what you want. If both sides agree. Now we'll have to see if that's true, which hopefully we'll see yet in this simon. But both sides agree. You can talk to your buyer first, you talk to your buyer, and fine. The Bat Edinim today, it evolved, that each one gets a tie-in, And then there are three besides them. So he's not even the buyer. Sometimes it works that he's the buyer who's the Tayin. And sometimes it works, you hire a Tayin and you have a bezin of three independent. It's not really a Zabla, it's a bezin of three. And each person hires a Tayin. Now this is a problem. Now just to illustrate how much of a recent innovation this is, I have here a tshuva from the Debrecina Rav. Debrecina Rav, I knew well, and among other things, he gave a hechsher to Reiser's Bakery, and he gave three hechsherim, all he gave to, I think it was Klein's Ice Cream, and Lieber's Candy, and Reiser's Bakery. So he knew all three families and trusted them. Although he didn't give a hechsher only in the Gavra, he came down to the place also on a regular basis. He writes the following. Testifar of it, I'll read the rest. Umeyan ani alai shemayim v'aretz. It's the middle of a tirade against the system. He says, I say, Umeyan alai shemayim v'aretz, like heaven and earth should be my witness. Pamachas kashi yashavti b'din tayra kabayra shal tzayr echad. Once I was a bayra from one side. V'chalila v'chalila me'aylam le'hershati le'baldin le'hagid li'shum davash ab'aylam mitay naisav. And God forbid, I never let the person who chose me say a single word of his tzad, of his, what he wanted. So in the detayr, sha'alti es ha'baldin she'kenegdi dov amar. So I asked the baldin, not the one who chose me, the other side, I asked him a question. Re'isi stira b'dvarav, I saw he was contradicting himself. Kenira loyhechen atzmei l'shayel zu. He wasn't prepped for this question. V'gam rabbi habayer loyhamidei heitav l'nesayin ala b'china. And when his bayer prepared him for the b'china, he didn't prepare him for this question. So upisai meshivani eni yachal shivani alze at sheyishal aspi bayer shalai. So I can't answer your question until I confer with my. With my buyer, he has to confer with his buyer to answer the question. Jeshemati tshuvazum beforish yaisi b'pi, you know, Hakayin Gadol beforish yaisi b'pi habaldin ditamti. He said, I wondered. He can't answer me till he asks one of dayanim, the one. Jeshemati tshuvazum beforish chek kala dayanim oimdim mishtaimimin ki haya bezin shal chamisha. So the buyer on the other side, he was embarrassed for a moment. But like a man who's accustomed to these situations, like Avid Shalvas Nafshei, he didn't lose his cool. He said, it's not my business what you should answer. But he said he should answer, but Messinus, he should have asked, take him from Iyad. He told his guy to say, I'm not telling you what to say. But if you want to say, you don't have to answer immediately, that you could say. That's what he told him. He said he could tell him, I have to look at my notes in the house. I don't want to answer now. And Kishesheshiv Abaldin, Divri Rabbi Abayr, then he'll come to answer me lamacha. Everyone understood that the baby will tell him what to say. After that, I excuse myself from this entire. Kibalti alatzmi shabishum oifim loya kabel shum bayiris. He said, I'm done. No more bayiris. Vayidei meisim bayirim ke'elu. Kavad atayir mismayet. V'seichik im bishuk al dinei tayra anas yedei bayirim yeduin mufursamim ke'elu. And etc. And he screams that somebody should do something about it. So Yerez Bez Hashem Kiyamti as Hashem Kibalti Ma'az Arata Lai Kibalti Shum Beirus. So what should I say? This is not the way. It's not Kilu. This is the way it always was. And sadly, it's the way it is today. It all comes from the fact that the Bezdin doesn't have the power to enforce anything at all, and therefore we're sort of at the mercy of the people who want to come to a Bezdin.
If he makes his taina, we believe him, but we don't make the taina for him. He has to know that he can make the taina. He might be honest, but he might not know. Baldin might not know what's
going on. So this is really the counter argument. Is when we were dealing with this. Really, our heart was in starting a Bezdin. That was different. Our heart was really in it. And when it turned out, you had to have tayinim. So some of the experienced, honest dayanim told us that when two people come to a Bezdin, they don't know what to taina. They don't know what's important, what's not important. They do need a little bit of advice on how to present. And if it's done correctly, it's not a terrible thing. If you have three dayanim and you allow each side to have someone prep him, but tell him this is totally a disifit shulchan aruch. If he tells him to lie, obviously it doesn't work. But if he tells him like where to go, where to look for his tightness, that's sort of the defense of such a system. Once there was a dentira, Ramatul Weinberg was the tayin on one side, and at the time was the bayer on one side, and Rabbi Yishvei was the bayer on the second side. So the two of them chose Rav Palm to be the shalish. So Rav Palm said, this is what he told me later, he said, no thanks. He said, no thanks, I'm not a dayan, what do you want from me? So Rabbi Yaakov called Rav Palm and told him that he has to do it. He has to make shalom. It was two public institutions that were in dispute, that it's going to be abandoned, and he told me he had to do it. So I got wind of it. I didn't know anything about this. I'm sitting in Beis Medrash one day. I used to sit second Seder next to Rav Palm, and when there were shilas that he considered part of Shimush, he would call my chavrus and I over and do what he would say to the shilas. So I sat right next to him, saying, "Come sit in." Somebody walks in, two young people walk in, and Rav Palm looks at them. He doesn't say hello, doesn't say a word. It's very unusual. He just closes his gemara, he nods his head, he closes his gemara, and he goes out with them. About 5 minutes later, two other yeshiva bachrim come running in. They say, "Where's Rav Palm?" He says, "Well, I don't know, two yeshiva light just came and he went with them." He says, "Oi, they got him first." So what's this? So well, there's a din Torah. It was in a hotel in one of the airports, JFK, LaGuardia, I don't know. And they got him first. I said, "Don't worry, he didn't say a word to them. He didn't even say hello to them. I'm sure that it's not changing. I just wish I could have been at the din Torah. Like, why didn't he invite me? Should have invited me to see how it works when you have Tami Dechan and Darabayur."
A fourth person was there to assist them. Whatever happened, kind of wasn't great. But is that right?
I can't answer you. I don't know what exactly happened. If there was zero tayinim, just a Bezdin,
no,
and so
besides
tayinim, they had a fourth person. I don't know. You may be confusing it with the Safra Dedaina. In a Bezdin, there are three dayanim. And they call it, somebody call it Safra Dedaina. See, one of the halachis in Bezdin that Tainim take advantage of, the halacha is that a dayan can be mashtik, one of the Bali Dinim. Sometimes the Bali Din goes off in a tirade of us, and has zero to do with the case. I mean, zero to do with it. And, you start saying something about how much the thing bothered him, I can't sleep at night. You start talking about other things. It doesn't do with the case. The halacha is that the dayanim don't tell, are not mashtikim, they don't tell them stop speaking. Not because they're wrong, you should stop speaking, but because they're going to be mastim tainoisav. Then he's not going to feel comfortable saying things that are relevant. So a bezin has a safra dedaina, which is like they call it a bailiff in a regular court. And he just said, like, order the court, like, you start talking about, you can't sleep at night, what's that got to do with the entire? So they're the ones that quiet him down. So I don't know who the fourth one was in your case. It might have been the Safra Dedaina, the person in charge. Look, your personal grievances against the Bezdin will have to leave for a different time. But
the best of Rav's choice is still in existence.
Yes, yes, it is. So it's interesting. We have in the court building in downtown Brooklyn. We have a courtroom. It's set up exactly like a courtroom, with a side room with svarim. It's in downtown Brooklyn. A lot of the occasionally they sit in the shul and borrow park, just because sometimes it's tircha to schlep down to Brooklyn. But it's in a court building, actually. It's very interesting. I don't know if I should say it, but the person who agreed to sponsor the Beis Din owns the building. So he gave over one of the rooms. He got the rent very cheap there. I mean, he's a tzaddik yid. He's still wealthy people get excited about something. They foot the bill for 2-3 years and then goodbye, Charlie. And he's doing it for a long time. And okay, at any rate. It is true. Every state is different. But in New York and New Jersey, an arbitration agreement can do anything except limit a person to be represented by counsel. And I don't know which states it applies, but the arbitration agreement is not enforceable if it limits counsel. What we tried to do at the time was to limit it to counsel by people who have law degrees, who are professional counsel. We were told at the time, this goes back nearly 20 years, that it's a little questionable. It's like a gray area whether it works. I think the Beis Din of America entertained such a thought as well. One of the problems is that at least one of the shark tayanim does have a law degree. And he would corner the market if he... I want to tell you how bad it is. There are two or three, like, top-notch tayinim. Whether they are or not, they have represented. Some people, when they have a din Torah, they give a retainer to all three. Not they're going to use all three. They're going to use one. But they don't want the other guy to get the other ones. So they give money to all three of them, so the other person shouldn't be able to get a hold of them. And, I mean, it doesn't speak well for the integrity of the system. We could say it, but the arbitration agreement has to be enforceable in court. The courts like arbitration agreements, and the experience is that when you have an arbitration agreement, it's relatively easily enforceable, unless they can show that a side was biased. That's the only. Rabbi Willig went to Beis Din?
Huh?
Rabbi Willig went to court? Went to law school?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Okay, so I don't think the rabbanim are attorneys. Oh, whatever, but I don't think it's true. They're attorneys. Anyway, what? They can't agree on the Beis Din. It's somewhat difficult. Like everything else, until they sign an arbitration agreement, they can just take a hike. So you really, your goodwill has to try to make it work. But if they can't agree, they do Zabla, and they each have to choose one, and the one has to choose the third.
Is the deterioration of Beis Din, is that due because of the oneness or because of Gitei Nashim?
Nothing to do with Gitei Nashim. No, give my mom and it says nothing to do with Gitei
Nashim.
That's a separate topic. But in Chesh Mishpat, it's not a... It's driven by the fact that Pati Dinim have no enforcement power, and if you have no enforcement power, it's very hard.
What is
it
useful? Just
for Chesh
Mishpat or things also?
We do only Chesh Mishpat. There's pressure to do Evan Ezer, but... right now, we only do Chesh Mishpat. In this person only does Chesh Mishpat. Okay, let's get back. Let's now go back 2,000 years. And go to the time of the Gemara and the Shach and Sma. There's an incredible line in the Shach, but first we have to see the Sma. Listen, what are they arguing about? Do we paskin like Rav Acha or Rava? Again, Rav Acha said min haTorah bezin shayachid, the Gimel is Rabbanan, and Rava said that min haTorah bezin shel Gimel. So how do Sman and Shach argue? They look at the Rishayim. What did the Rishayim say? So Sma Aleph, back to the first side, bezin pachzim shloi shahenu midivrei seifrim, avo midin Torah, midinim amenis bechad sagi. He says, "Dafke dine mominis bechad sagi because of Rambam behedya." That's certainly the Rambam sheet of the Peribez and Sanhedrin, the pasuk of Acha. Vechei mashma ba'ashri ashri him is the Rosh. So Peribez and Sanhedrin. The loyk kavash kasta beer. Remember the ayin shin stands for the loyk kasta beer shushan. Your shushan is again the lavush. Lavush holds we pask in mina taira. It's three, and the Rambam holds that we pass him in our Torah, it's one. The Sma says the Iker is like the Rambam, that in our Torah it's one. What? Chabiz Yochem Omcha, yeah. Shach. No. Mominus. Shach Aleph. Ein Bez and Pachzim Shosh. And you can look, it's a relatively long Shach. Let's at least start it. Kosev Hasma. Now the Sma is the first three lines. A quote: Hanim Devi Seven Din Torah Bechad Sagi Bechay Kosev Aramba Behedya Perik Beis Melchus Sanhedrin Pasuk Ravach Bechay Mashu Bashri Reish Perikus Sanhedrin Loi Kavash Kabi Yeshushan Ayn Sham Ad Kan Lishanim. Finis Taiti Devi Yeshushan Dechaydin. I disagree with the Sma. I say the Yeshushan, which is the Levush, is correct. Darmina Mishas Perikam Sanhedrin. Listen to his Raya. Ma'ika ben Rava la Rav Acha la Rava leslei de Shmuel. Nafkamina is what Shmuel said. What did he say? D'shtayim shadon adineyam din. La Rav Acha is leslei de Shmuel. Rav Acha holds like Shmuel, and Rava leslei de Shmuel, and Rav Acha is leslei de Shmuel. Now, kima the kaimalon dolei kishmuel, kidla kamon. We find like Shmuel who said d'shtayim shadon yes dineyam din. Race of days. It's gonna be next tip. Akar Kaimalon Karavan, the Rice of Bina Gimel Mumchin. He has a Gavaldig Akasha. His Kasha is the Steerim in Ayubay. How could the Sma say we pask in one? The Gemara says we pass in one is good men at Taira, then two, Bidi Evet, is good halacha lamaisa. And Sibay says, Pakzer Shloisha Ein Dinei Amdin. So what's going on here? He said, Gimel Elihim. Now, and not only that, he says, and then he goes in, the Sma said, the Rosh is mashma one way, he says, no, the Rosh is more mashma my way. I'm not going to get into what they're arguing about. I'm going to argue about the fine print or the interpretation of the Rosh. The most amazing thing about this whole long shach, if you look down into the wide lines, halfway down the wide lines, towards the end of a line, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9th wide line, Bishosha Kasafti. This, you can be the spoil from this. Look what he writes. Bishosha Kasafti Devarai Hanau. He's adding this later. He says, well, I wrote everything till now. Loi Hoyo Lefonai HaSefer Kesef Mishnah. I didn't have available to me the Kesef Mishnah. I wrote this during Tachvatat when I was running away from the Reikim. Anta now yanti b'sefer kesef mishnah. It's a double pella. He's running away from Tachvatat and he's writing a pirush on Chashem Mishpat. He doesn't even have available to himself a kesef mishnah. Like it's mavul arayin. It's an incredible thing. The shach. The Shach didn't live a long life. He lived 41 years. He died when he was 41 years old. It's incredible what he wrote in his 41. Actually, he lived 82 years. Right? So he wrote a Pirush on Yeridaya. The Pirush on Yeridaya published when he was 24. He Tachvatat was 48, 49. So he was born in 1622. So he was 24. It was 1646. He published the Shach on Yeridaya. It was immediately after the Taz, who was on the Zikne Hadar, published the Taz on Yeridaya. So it made a tumult. A lot of Gedolim, because of tumbling, their Sfarim became famous. It's not a nice thing to say. But a lot of Gedolim, even Lahabdullah Fadol, Lahabdullah Bikursim, their books would have never been noticed except they got put in Chayrim and everyone noticed their books. But the Shach and Taz, it was a big tumult. How could the Shach, how a young man like this, argue with the Taz so many times in a day? So what the Shach did, he wrote Hagois on the Taz. But he called it Mishpat Zay Zav. Now, and he called it the Kudus HaKesef. Now, there was an anova meant in that, which we miss. Taz is Turei Zav. Zav is gold. See, he called it Mishpat Zay Zav. He said, compared to the Taz is gold, I'm silver. The Kudus HaKesef. You know, the Taz is gold, I'm silver. But he wrote his Hagois. His son finished it. Some of the Kudus HaKesef were written by his son. But... So that he did when he was 24. That he finished Yeridaya. To me, it's the most incredible thing. He's running away during Tachvatat, and he's writing a Pirish on Chasham Mishpat. Like, I don't know. He must have had it's a Chachma or something. Wherever he went, how in the world did he write something like that?
God brings that he had a shame Hashem that he would say that it would bring all the Ma'arim kindness of
his to me. The Shach?
Yeah.
Wow. That doesn't make it less of a Shiddish. That's a fella. And bring the Maram Kaddish, except the Kesem Mishnah somehow. I don't know. Maybe the ones he learned would pop back up into his brain. I don't know. It's just Mabel Arayin, this line. He doesn't even say, he's saying, like, excuse me, I missed the Kesem Mishnah, but you know, I was running away from Muchemis Harekim from, Tafetat continued. Tafetat was a Ukrainian uprising against Khamenei. It was a Ukrainian uprising against by the Cossacks against the government that was in power then. There was in Poland and Lithuania. Vilna, the Shach lived in Vilna. The Shach suffered. He ran away from Vilna. They destroyed the whole Jewish community in Vilna. And he ran, I believe, to Lublin. And later they followed him to Lublin. He ran away a second time. And finally found some peace in some other city that's not as well known. But anyway, it's just Mavel Arayin. Like the Sma says, the Rosh is Masha one way. He's arguing with him. He says, the Rosh is Masha this way. And all this while he's running away. Okay, be that as it may.
Did Machaber learn the Rosh either way?
Well, we don't know. We don't really know from the Machaber if he passes Ben HaTorah Midrabanan. Now, I have to tell you a big nafkamina. We're not going to get to it until next week. The big nafkamina here is the following. One of the central functions of a Beis Din, besides, of course, Psak, is that when a man is a Baal Din, and he says testimony in Beis Din, Kivin Shehigit Shuvena Chayzer Umagid. When he says testimony in Beis Din, he can't come the next day and say, "Oh, I just remembered something different." Too late. Once he say testimony in Beis Din, kivin shehigit shuvena chayzer umagid. That's crucial, because people just argue. A person comes the next day and say, "Oh, I discovered something different." He can change his taina. The person's going to change his taina. What are you going to do? You know, he sees he's going to lose yesterday's taina. He comes in a new taina. So one of the crucial things that a Beis Din has to do is what we learned in the first simon, haydois valvois from Nei Shloisha. So some translate haydois valvois means dine mam and api haydois valvois. Others teach that it's talking about someone who's made in Beis Din, and we're going to get to that. We'll get to that next week. For now, I want to learn Rabbi Kiva Eger here, and the question of how to apply it is a very very complicated one. Okay, Rabbi Kiva Eger here in his Agah says the following. He's actually quoting a sefer, but he quotes it in Mitzi Paskins that way. He says, you see Rabbi Kivag on the right side, on the first side. Simin Gimel Sefala Fehain Donin, Dichta Betzidai. It was written on the side of Rabbi Kivag's Gilian. B'shaz Shuvas Magin Gibayrim, Simin E Kasav, B'shem, whoever that is, Chelpes Menesh Chavtes, Amachloikis Ben Tevel Nitva. A dispute. One says, let's go to the Beis Din. We have a dispute. The other says, Acherim shekachu minig b'makim shenasa ha'esek. That's the meaning of these types of businessmen. Hadin imoy. Kim the makim shenasa ha'esek yesh minig lizdayin kafi derech ha'saychrim. For like fi din taira. Minig mevatel halacha. Very dangerous expression. Minig mevatel halacha. And that's what Riki Vega says. What is he saying? There's places in the Diamond District that's well known that they have their own arbitration panel that judges not based on Goyish law, that it will be Arkois, but based on the Minig HaSeichem, whatever Seichem. Seichem have a Minig. What do they say? L'chaim? Or what do they say? Mazel Bracha. They say something like that, that makes an agreement binding. So Rabbi Kivega says that in a place where the Minig HaSeichem is to be done in front of a certain group, that they have a right to do it. Minig Mevatel Halacha. That doesn't mean like people think that the Minig, you can do things Ashloi Kedin because Minig Mevatel Halacha. I think B.Z. Weiss, one of his lines was, somebody was stealing and he said, says Loi Signaiv. He says, yeah, shtayt loy signaiv. The minig is a nishmak. The minig mevatel halacha. So, you can't say it like he used to say it, but okay. But meaning that it's kilu kiblu al atzman. The minig haseichrim, it's kilu they're makabal on themselves to follow whatever the minig haseichrim is in that place. So, and so Kivega, I wondered if the other place can agree. If his chichuva beis agrees, and our chashulchan also beis. They both agree with what it says here, that there is such a musik. I'd like to contrast this Rabbi Kivega with the following tshuva in the Chavis Yoyer. And at face value, they argue. I don't think they argue, but there's no cross reference between them. This is the tshuva of the Chavis Yoyer that Rav Palm would often quote Granda and Ishmuz and Parshas Nayach, but. It's also talking about a group of people in one industry. The industry here happens to be the clothing industry. The Chavis Yoyer goes back, I think, to the 1700s. Goes back a few hundred years. And listen to the Shailam. Chaburas Mechrek Sus is a group of people in the Shmata business. Shalom Dim Gan Kein B'chol Yoyim Eitzah Bar Uriyan. They have somebody, they have, maybe during the lunch break or sometime, they have a Talmud Chacham that gives them a shir. V'tiknu, and they have an agreement. Shekola mishpatim shiyuplu v'inish lo re'eyu, v'inyan asagas gavul, v'inyan mechira, yavayu ledin lefnei rabban amagit shir. So that's good enough. They go in front of him and he'll agree. However, he says, nisrabu amishpatim, v'chbra leim atzas apsakim. It became too often that they have dinei Torah, and they also have to pay for the psak halacha. Apparently, there's a charge for it. Yotzlam gabay shalem. So listen to the eitzah. The gabai gave them an eitzah, and the shoyl writes, "This gabai who God love yirei elikim, he's not a bad person." He said to this group of businessmen, "Malachem la'abin mois habsakim in bilas mandu meriva. Why do you have to get into fights and arguments? It costs money and it costs time. For what reason do you have to do it?" He says, "Achash yef shel sakim pirtzazu." I'm not going to be able to say nobody should be masa gavul. Shekvar nishreshu b'cheit. It's already embedded in their system. L'chein. This is a suggestion. Listen to this. Neskima yachad. Let's all have an agreement. All the businessmen in this field have a heskim. We say, yeah, all's fair. Anybody can do anything to be masagovul chaveira. And we'll be meichel each other, any hepsid mamin. And now, down here, it'll be peaceful. Pipe dream. But now you'll be saying, and Shemayim won't have any tainus. So they asked this Varurian, "Is this a good idea?" They asked him, "Is this a good idea?" So he said, "Look, you're going to tell me I'm the gabadavar because I'm the one making money on it. Hey, Shiv Lahem, who the gabadavar? Sheshe Hanas Mamin the Prakim. Every once in a while he makes money on this. So he says, Echtav lechem daiti, b'ksav. I'll give you a paper with what I think is true. V'tereyu misha tisratzu liyashe al-medin. Go to Paiskim and the Dayanim and see what they say. So he says, that's a terrible idea. Api halacha. First he says, nirali, afim, harayisem asher asisem ba'asagas gavol. Even though everything you did till now, being master gavol, was bad, everything will be mutter. You're going to make peace that way. First, he says the outcome is there won't be peace. Okay, but that's my opinion. That's not a binding thing. He writes. Apparently, they told him we don't want mussar. We want no halacha. We're not going to come to you for Musr. He says, "Mnei she'emu v'kashchem techachas Musr." He said, "You don't want Musr. Rak dinu mishpat. What's al pidin? It must be tikkun gazer al pidin." So l'chein ani yomer, gam le'inyan din Torah any must be klal le'yinuku b'tikkun zeh afilu b'dine yadam. Zehu yachet dor hamabel kimala ha'aretz chamas kare chamas. What's chamas? The Gemara says someone who pays, who takes something from someone, and he gives the money for it, but the person doesn't want to sell it. It's not geneva. So he says that it's also al pidin. What's his makar? So it's interesting. He brings Tanan. I'm sort of reading Bekitzer. He writes, al tergol, you're not allowed to do it anyway. Not be margol yourself to do aveiros. So Tanan b'mish, hachay vol ba'atzmai, afo pishena rishoi potter. Why can't a person be chayv ba'atzmai? He gives himself permission. He's meichel himself. He brings a bunch of such gemaras. I think there's room to be mefak fake on the dimyan of chayv ba'atzmai in his guf and mamon, but that's his taina. And he adds a question: if the agreement is good, there's a klolim of asmachta. Asmachta is betting. When you bet, I guess the closest thing we'll get to Hanukkah today is playing cards on Hanukkah. That when a person wagers, it's called an asmachta lekanya. What's asmachta lekanya? It means that when you wager on something because you think you have an edge, so then that's awesome. Now it's interesting. Playing dreidel for money is technically is mutter. Nobody thinks he has an advantage. Everyone knows it's a 1 in 4 chance it'll land on any of them. I used to play with my children. I used to tell them, you blink your right eye, you get a gimel. You know, we used to play. You play around with it, but no one believes that. But cards, when you play cards, you're playing at least poker based on skill. Based on skill. The boys yeshiva asked me if you're allowed to bet on cards. I told them, you play go fish, it's okay. Because go fish is not strategy, right? You remember how to play go fish. So that you can do. But you can't bet on your chess game. You can't bet. Even on a ball game, the Gemara's time, they raced pigeons. And it says each person thinks that my pigeon has an advantage. So Tekka says in Halacha, there's a way to do it. There's a way to do it. If you do a kinyan, if you makta the money, say take a plate that belongs as Caleb Shelkaina, belongs to everybody. If you put the money, you makta the money ahead of time, we don't say asnachta lekanya. So there's a way out. So it's a way out for them too. They'll do the kinyan, the makabel kinyan, and they'll do it. So he questions, if Kabbalah's kinyan helps for a dovah she'ein like kitzvah. When you're betting a certain amount of money. You know how much you're betting. So you see, if you do a kinyan, you're gemedas. Here it's ein like kitzvah. You don't know. You're doing. Everyone who agrees to Asagas Gavul is hoping he's going to benefit from it. But even though he's doing a kinyan, if he loses, but ein like kitzvah, the guy could put him out of business. So he questions whether it's okay. Now, this is the basic idea of this tshuva. The question is, if the Chavis Yor and the Rebbe Kiva Eger, are in line one with the other. So Rabbi Kivager is saying that there is such a thing as going to a Beis Din committing a seichel. And Chavisyor, if you hold, they're not arguing, then the Chavisyor is limiting that to minig asaychrim, having to do with things like it's a kinyan when you do a kinyan, but not sort of breaking the law, the halacha. Not sort of, I mean, it's against halacha in the sense that in halacha it's not a kinyan. But if you agree it's a kinyan, it can be a kinyan. But to go against something that's an open halacha, it seems not, yeah. A Kuf Samach Gimel. It's only one volume, and it's Kuf Samach. Okay, so we'll pick up Yitzhak Hashem.